Well, Mark, you must be incredibly frustrated because there was such a lot of good in the first half and the wheels come off a bit in the second.
There's nothing in the game, Bob. You know, it was a very tight game and we're just waiting for somebody to give us a lift rather than us giving the opposition a lift. So we need that to change and it will do, but we've got to make sure we're mentally strong and it's not us that makes the mistake.
I thought the first half was the best Forest going to play this season. The work rate was phenomenal, good on the ball and causing a few problems.
It doesn't matter, Bob. You know, it doesn't matter how well you play. If you give goals away and make mistakes, it doesn't matter.
The first goal was a little bit contentious, wasn't it? I thought the keeper was not allowed to get anywhere near the ball.
Yeah, you usually get that free kick. You know, the keepers usually get that protection, but they didn't get that tonight on this occasion.
Defended much better, but we didn't create that many chances,
no.
Did we?
No, but it's trying to get that balance, isn't it? You know, we looked pretty solid tonight. You know, we didn't look as though we were going to concede goals. But we need to get in front in a game. It needs to be us that gets in front in a game, so we've got something to hang on to.
I don't think we've actually gone in front this season. I may be wrong about that.
Barney,
that's the first game of the season, but it is so important. I do think that if we get that first goal in the game, we can win games, but it's obviously it's confidence, isn't it?
That is, and then the more games you lose, the less the confidence is. So we need to work really hard and try and get that first goal. It gives us something to hang on to.
No need to press the panic button yet then?
Not from us, no. We know Exeter were bottom of the league at the end of November last year and got in the playoff final. So we're okay.